All right, let's talk some politics with our Friday commentators. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. And Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. So a federal appeals court has ruled no straight ticket voting in November. Some people will shrug and say, good, people will actually research the candidates, which I find a little optimistic. Others say, good, they actually might get to the nonpartisan parts of the ballot. And others say this is voter suppression by increasing the already huge lines of voters waiting for hours in the state's urban areas. Vicki, what do you think of it?
I think straight party ticket voting is a great option, especially in Michigan, where we do not have early voting or no reason absentee voting, which is what happens in most states that have done away with the straight party ticket voting measure. So I'm really disappointed. The original injunction on this came from a federal court judge, Judge Gershwin Drain, who claimed that it was disproportionately going to affect African-American communities because of the use of heavy use of straight party ticket voting. And I agree. I think it's a bad idea. The other two times that this was tried in Michigan, in 1964 and in 2001 and 2, the voters overturned the ban.
Ken, what's your take on no straight ticket voting?
You know, I'm agnostic about it, although I did vote to ban it when I was in the Senate. I just don't think it's going to have much of an impact. The appellate court, the most recent court decision basically said this is a public policy question to be decided by the legislature, not a constitutional question to be decided by the courts. But as I said, it's just the recent court opinion, and that could change. I just don't think in the 40-plus states that don't allow straight ticket voting, it has much impact either way.
I should note that in the Detroit News today, attorneys for the Michigan State A. Philip Randolph Institute filed an emergency application to Justice Elena Kagan on the U.S. Supreme Court, asking her to quickly consider their request to stop this ban as officials finalize the statewide ballot, like in the next couple of days. Vicki?
I'm glad they're going to appeal, but I want to go back to something that Ken said. And that was, this is a policy question. I would argue normally that it is a policy question, but what the legislature did in this particular ban was to appropriate money, which made it referendum proof, which means the voters could not have a say, unlike in 1964 and the 2001 ban. This was purposefully done by the legislature to prevent the voters from taking action to repeal it. But the voters are really lucky this year because there is a constitutional amendment question on the ballot, promote the vote, which would guarantee in our Constitution the right to vote straight party ticket, the right for no reason absentee ballots, and all of the things that the legislature was asked to pass along with this straight party ticket voting ban failed to do.
You've now anticipated my question to you to explain to some of the proposals on this promote the vote measure. Ken, the campaigning for the proposal starts now. What are the arguments against it, and who's likely to fight promote the vote?
Well, one of the arguments really isn't related so much to the ballot question specifically. It's whether or not you ought to have things like that in the Constitution, which virtually cannot be changed except through another constitutional amendment. Probably the one policy piece that people are going to get agitated about is same-day voter registration. In other words, you can register to vote on election day. The no reason absentee voting piece of it, many Republicans wanted the legislature to actually do that. Ruth Johnson, current Secretary of State, has supported it. Current Lieutenant Governor nominee Lisa Posthumous-Lyons supported it when she was in the legislature. So there are some pieces that some Republicans actually like. But the one part of it that causes aggravation among Republicans is going to be the same-day voter registration, which they believe could be subject to fraud.
Vicki, you want to respond to that?
Yes. I think it's very sad that we're talking about this access to the ballot in terms of Republicans and Democrats. This is an American right of every citizen to be able to cast their ballot on election day. and the fact that we've had voter registration purges, that we're talking about whether Republicans like this or not, really goes to the heart of why this does need to be in the Constitution. The fact that a Republican-led legislature on several occasions has gone to the far reaches to say no straight party ticket voting and to start to purge voter lists is a real problem. And I think that the right of the people to cast their ballot and to have their say on Election Day is very, very key to what it means to be an American in a free society. And so I think this is a great ballot proposal. I will be supporting it, and I think all voters should. And with new technology, there's no reason why we can't have same-day voter registration. We're not living back before there were computers and election lists and all of those things. So I don't think it's really a problem to verify a voter's residency through same-day voter registration.
Finally, just before we started chatting with you, I asked the governor who he'd be voting for in November, and he said he'd decide that when the day comes. The Democrats have already been making a big deal out of the fact Governor Snyder hasn't endorsed fellow Republican Bill Schuette. Now he won't even say whether he'll vote for Schuette. Does any of that really matter? Vicki?
In the big scheme of things, I don't think it really matters, except it does point out the schism in the Republican Party.
Ken?
Well, yeah, it does. Anything matters in a tight race, which Schuette has, and so everything matters. And so, yes, I think it does matter. I mean, it might sort of represent the fact there are other Republicans or like-minded of the governor who maybe are reluctant to support Schuette. But in a tight race, you need all the help you can get.
That's Ken Sikkema. He's a former Republican legislator. And Vicki Barnett is a former Democratic legislator. Good to talk to both of you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Lester.
Ken joined us by Skype.